Good morning. Sunday, March the 26th, 9:24 a.m. on Sunday, March the 26th, 2017. Put it in the right order, it works better. Hey. That is ice. Isn't it? Looks like ice. It's not really that cold. I don't think it's ice. I think it has to be something else, like some sort of dust that has been washed down the gutter here. It looks like a little white crusting of ice, but it doesn't act like ice, and it's not cold enough to be ice. I don't think it was even cold enough to be ice overnight, so. Yeah, it looks like chalk or something. Oh, we're gonna get rain. Thrill a minute. And it is, just started to rain. Let me tuck this phone away. I took my hood down. Won't melt. Bring the hood back up. Guys, cold rain down my neck is not one of those things I'm really looking forward to. So yeah, it's 9:30 Sunday morning. I slept in a little bit this morning. It was around 5:30 when I crawled out of bed, 5:24. I got some orange juice. Coffee perked. Brewed, I suppose, because it didn't actually percolate. Actually, I think it did percolate. I guess it depends on what your definition of percolation is. The water did percolate through the grounds. The grounds were filtered out by a filter. Which, yeah, this is pretty much percolation. At any rate, I have had a cup of coffee. I've had a bagel with some cream cheese. I'm quite hungry, but I'm also feeling somewhat nauseated this morning. I don't feel well. I almost didn't walk this morning, but I looked at my calendar and realized I haven't missed a day in almost 2 weeks. The last day I missed was a Sunday. 2 weeks ago today, so I thought, no, you don't want to do it, but the reality is, it's something I need to do whether I want to do it or not. The reality is, I've got 1,800 words in this morning. It's not as many as I've gotten the last couple of days. Being somewhat distracted by my physical condition makes it difficult to get into the story. I ended the day yesterday with 7,000 words. So 14,000 and change over the last 2 days. I'm into the 80,000s at the moment. I think my goal for the day, my target count for the day is something north of 88,000 words, which is close enough that if I find the ending, I can call it a book. I'm going to have to do a lot of revision in the second draft. I'm going to have to straighten out some odd, crinkly bits that don't actually fit the story. And I'm a little appalled that we are at where we're at with the story. Because this is really where the story needs to go. It's just, this is the middle book of the trilogy. I need to keep something back for the last book, Well, there won't be any point in the last book. I don't think that's really while my panic brain says, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, the rest of me is saying, chill, dude, chill. Because the truth is, I didn't end Ashes where I thought it was going to end, but it ended where it needed to end. So the idea that I might know where Fire is going to end, that's not, that ain't exactly my processing. I don't do, I know where it's going all that very well, so yeah, be that as it may. So the background work that I did for a couple of weeks on the background timeline for what's going on behind the scenes in this universe has paid off handsomely over the last 3 days, last 2 days. I don't think I could have gotten 7,000 words either day without that, having that ironed out, because I needed to know, okay, when did this happen? How long ago, or how recently, did this happen? We've met the oldest character I've ever written in this book. I don't know if we've... Well, I've met a lot of young characters, but this is the oldest guy that I've ever written, the oldest character I've ever written, and yeah, it's a guy. So it was fun. The story took a very unexpected left turn, but it looks like the correct left turn. I was about to say the right left turn, and I was like, it's going to sound stranger than I expected. Okay, I got a problem. The hood is too hot. The rain is too cold. I'm going to push the hood back. See if I can't protect the back of my neck a little bit. When I get back, I need to go to the grocery store. So the posting on this will probably be a tad delayed, which you won't know because I won't have posted it, so you can't hear it until I get back. Because I don't want to get geared up twice. I want to go to the store. Maybe get something tasty for breakfast. I have a little coffee and pastry for brunch. I really need some protein. Probably should look at protein bars. Also, I'm going to get some salmon. Because getting up first thing in the morning and having some food, even a bagel and cream cheese, helps. But bagel and cream cheese with some salmon on it is protein, and that's what my brain needs, apparently. I'm feeling very foggy today, very, very foggy. Part of it is, I think, my sleep pattern was not as good as it could have been. It took me till, I'm going to say 10 o'clock, to get my 7,000 words in yesterday. I had a big chunk out of the middle of the day taken up by chores. I was doing well in the evening, and I had to set it aside and go do something else for a while. And then when I got back to it, I only needed 200 words. When I went back to it, but it was already after 9, I needed 200 words, and of course I wrote 500. So it was, 7,300 words for the day. I rounded off to 7K. So I have 2 days of 7K in a row. Those are green days. Because I walked, I talked. I wrote more than 5,000 words. So today needs to be a green day. Today needs to be another 7,000 word day. I've got 1,800. I'm a little bit late on my 1,800 today. I'm going to be probably It's going to be difficult for me to find focus, I think, this afternoon. I may do something radical, like take a nap. I need to do my meditation. I need to do my focus exercises. It's funny, some of this concrete is covered. It's dark. It's got the dark gray, wet concrete look. But others, I'm walking along a strip that doesn't appear to be wet. And it's really strange to see the line of wet running along the crevice between the two halves of the sidewalk. Very strange. It is raining. I can see the drops of rain on the white concrete. I wonder if there's some sort of coating on the other that makes it look like that. Oh, and say it with me. Monk post. I'm soggy. What's it doing to my phone? Nothing good. Even with it in the pocket. Yeah, I need to put it in a different pocket. Like this pocket. It's got an OtterBox on it. It's got a waterproof padded case on it, so that's not terrible. But I just soon not press my luck. I like this phone. I don't want to have to replace it anytime soon. Yeah, okay, that's tucked in the pocket, nice and solid here. Ugh. The wind's blowing sideways. That's why the rain was on one half of the sidewalk and not on the other half, because the wind was blowing it over the top of the fence that ran alongside. And I was walking on the dry side, so I didn't notice. Now I'm walking where there's wind coming directly out of the north, and it's blowing the rain into my ear. Yeah. Mother Nature giving me a wet willy. Ah. Okay, that's odd. China coffee cup stashed behind the junction box there. The crab apples are all blossomed. They're quite lovely. The maples are budded. A little bit of red tip on them. The diffuse light is giving everything a different emphasis today, because it is really overcast. There's a big gray cloud overhead. It's raining. The lilac tips here are all greening up. There's some of us even have full leaves out. Wow. There's a pink flowering crab. It's pretty. Ah, that. God, that's nasty. The wind with the rain in it just... I'm crossing the street and it's open to the north. The rain is coming in. The north turn at the end of the street is going to be, it's going to be bad. Maybe it'll stop raining by then. I don't know. It doesn't seem to be raining as heavily now as it was a few minutes ago. Walking under the flowering crab trees. I don't have a particular smell. Which is too bad, because that would be lovely. Now, these people just bought this house. I was looking at the backyard here, peeking over the fence, and they've got a parking spot for a massive, looks like a fifth wheel RV, and it's got like three bump outs, and everything's extended, and the awnings are down. It looks like it's parked there for the whenever. They've also got a new gardening shed with a little window in it and everything. It looks very cool. It also looks very brand new, so something they've done since they moved in, apparently. Okay, that can't be helping their cable reception. The cover's pushed off that cable junction box. Rain is pouring into it. Well, drizzling into it at this point. Just barely dragging here. I'm not quite sure. I'm not getting invigorated the way I usually do when I make this left turn and start heading up north along the end of the park. It's a little bit of water in the ditch. There's a lot of green grass here along the verge. And I suspect that there's a lot of green grass growing in underneath the last year's growth. Some trees have some green tips on them. Cottonwoods are all green along the outer ends. This one willow is still looking nice and healthy. The one next to it is still looking pretty much dead. Not all of these crab apples are blossoming. The one down there looks winter killed. Well, I can't tell from this distance. I'm too far away. These two don't have any new growth on them, but the bark looks like it might be doing something underneath. That tree looks dead. This tree looks good. Got a big scab on it, so I don't know what happened. That tree looks good. And then these big ones here alongside the park, alongside the path, there's a path picked out in crabapple trees. There's six trees along this path. They're beautiful. The ones along the other side aren't. They're not crabapple trees. Maybe they're some sort of later later tree. They've both been recently pruned. They've all been recently pruned. The city's been over, so. Okay, walk on with the bad self. The trees in my yard are all putting out buds and catkins. The shrubbery along the south side of my house is looking greenish. Mugo pines, of course, look green all the time. Day lilies seem to be trying to sprout a little bit. All right, well, I made it. A great walk it wasn't. A great talk it wasn't. But I made it, and that was the important part. And here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, oh my God, 21 minutes. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.